I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Belinda blinked. Welcome to Rocky Flintstone Unleashed. And here we have the rankings. 119. The Tall Blonde Man from Amsterdam. This guy just counts people. To be fair, they're people in a shop window orgy. But you've got to work harder to climb these rankings, mate. Rocky's comment. This guy is a professional heavy. He keeps the front door and listens out for passwords such as, "My auntie is sick." He's also around if anyone decides to cause any trouble, and the girls upstairs love him as he always sees them personally into their cab at any hour of the night. So, Sammy, do me and you a favour. Don't upset this guy too much. 118. Monsieur Rideau. Minister for Trade of the Belgian Colonies, his performance at the Reading Room orgy was underwhelming, for being honest, his 4 minutes expire without, you know, and his job title is questionable in light of established history. Although we must be impressed that Monsieur Rideau managed to carry his business cards around while bone naked. Rocky's comment. I was hoping some bright spark would translate this very French name into English. Rideau means curtains, which in English slang means the end, caput. No doubt if his masters had caught him in this situation, it would have been curtains for his political career. Still, he's a good operator, and at the time of writing, similar officials were being caught with their pants, and more, down around their ankles in similar circumstances. Obviously, in the Belgian colonies, what goes around, comes around. The business cards are very easy to explain. He clenched them in the crack at the top of his ass. Simple. 117. The Ritz Spa Attendant. Let's give credit to this attendant for getting a job at the most popular, and possibly only, venue in London. And she was able to spout a full, uninterrupted monologue about the packages on offer at the day spa. Then again, when you're in conversation with Belinda and Giselle, interruptions are fairly infrequent. Rocky's comment. Lovely lady. Very attractive and attentive, but knows when to keep a secret. I wink my eye. Of course, the Ritz in London is a very upmarket place, and totally not where you'd find Belinda and Giselle normally hanging out. It's the juxtaposition of trash and posh that I so love about this scene. Not that I'm alluding to any Steele's Pots and Pans employees being trashy. Where's Bella? 116. Francesca. This hotel is positioned in the South Sea Islands, got more than she bargained for in lockdown 69, when she took the exquisitely named D'Artagnan Raspberry home for the night. She's a classic Bond girl, but chose to sleep with the baddie, and for that she cannot be rewarded. Rocky's comment. I totally disagree. Francesca was duped by Raspberry, and we can only hope she learnt from her hard-earned experience. With skin to die for, this girl will go far. So much so that when we're filming this scene on location, I fully intend to look her up and buy her a gin and tonic. Can't wait. Sammy, do you have the name of the hotel where she worked? Just asking. 115. Colonel Reginald Anthony George Sylvester. Tony's dad has a minimal presence in the Blinda Blink books, but is instantly recognisable due to his brusque moustache and obviously widowed demeanour. As the man who sired the despicable George, Colonel Sylvester might be considered unintentionally to blame. Given the books take place over a matter of weeks, it's been a roller coaster ride for him. His son gets engaged, the family plan and execute a wedding in a matter of days, second son returns from the dead, daughter-in-law betrays the family and flees to the continent, second son turns out to be a traitor, first son gets a new Irish lover, daughter-in-law comes crawling back, second son suffers a mishap, as experts often refer to a bloody death. Lucky that Tony has that new job to pay for his dad's therapy.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Rocky's comment. Yes, roller coaster ride is an astute observation. But first, I want to state the obvious. No one has picked this up, much to my chagrin. Look at the man's initials for the Norse god's sake. R-A-G-S. Rags. Do you get it? Yes. His nerves will indeed be torn to rags by the end of his life, though his younger son's depravity and his older son's inability to pick a suitable wife. Whoops, maybe that's not a so uncommon feature of army life. But yes, Rags is a character in a family that truly deserves a backstory. 114. Cricklewood Fisherman. The podcast team were unable to resolve whether it's appropriate to shag in a reservoir, but this oldish man had made his decision, and he's not afraid to chase young lovers through the reeds to make his point. Mind your old business, old timer. Rocky's comment. As a past fly fisherman myself, I fully endorse the sentiments of this denizen of the reservoir. One of my favourite memories is fly fishing in a local reservoir in late August on a glorious South Armagh evening as big moths began to hatch and fly over the water. The fish began to rise, which means they jump out of the water, to eat the moths as they landed heavily on the surface. The skill of putting a large piece of twisted feather and hook in the right place at the right time meant you went home with tomorrow evening's meal. And fish is good for you. The sad thing, of course, was we didn't have a Cricklewood Tower for any young, frisky people to hide in. 113. Lara Alexandra Kutsenev. Grieger's right-hand woman, she's probably pretty sexy. Jamie hopes she's based on Lara Croft. But Lara's xenophobia against the English is deeply unpleasant, if inaccurate in this instance. Lara was last seen disappearing into the night with Peter Rouse, so by now she's probably covered in symbols and mentally enslaved to him. It might be for the best. Rocky's comment. I have big plans for Lara. The problem is no one likes her boss, Grieger Kalansky. However, the world of Belinda Blinked moves on at a frightening speed. Perhaps we'll see a power struggle at the top of Grieger's empire when he eventually succumbs to the inevitable tycoon heart attack brought on by the increasing price of caviar. Let's wait and see. So, if you like the style of my podcast, then I'd like to get you the special gift for the Belinda Blinked fan in your life. I will record your message in the same style as my podcast, Rocky Flintstone Unleashed. So, hi, Jamie Morton. Rocky Flintstone here, just wishing you a very, very happy birthday. Enjoy your day and see you soon. Cheers! You can get this a great, unique present from my Etsy store, Rocky's Pavilion, all one word. Thank you for listening and have a great day. Ciao!
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.